Okay, today I want to discuss with you a topic. A lomdish topic comes from the Sefer Avnei Shoham. It's a good name of the Sefer. This week's parsha. Parsha's Tetzaveh. The Avnei Shoham. The Avnei Miluim Lachishin of Laifoid. The question is the halacha, everyone knows the halacha, Mishenichnas Adar Marbin Besimcha. And many shuls have a custom. They put up a sign. Did you ever see this in the shul? There's a sign in the shul. Have it in the shul?
Yeah.
Where?
Right next to the menorah over there on the wall?
Yeah, that's what it says.
The plaque says
Mishnichnas. Very interesting. I know I saw one shul, I saw one. Another shul had it. Okay, but not every shul does it. But it appears that it's a minhag Yisrael to put up a sign, a plaque. Mishnichnas Adar Marbe Mesimcha. And the question is, why? Where does it come from? What's this all about? Why do they do it? Hanach lahem liyisrael me'enim nevim b'nei nevim. It's something in our blood to do, to put up a sign. So first of all, where does it come from, this concept, this idea of mishenichnas adam arim besimcha? It's a Gemara. Let me read you the Gemara. The Gemara, I'm quoting it from the Sefer. Masech the Tainis, and af chaf vav omid beis. The Gemara really begins with af. Mishenichnas Av mematin besimcha. Then after that's the daf chavav. That's a mishnah, and then skip a couple of daf to daf chav tes. Tainis. Masechta Tainis. Daf the mishnah daf chavav on the day says mishnichnas av mematin besimcha. That is the only thing it says in the mishnah. The mishnah does not discuss what one should do when Adar begins. Now the Gemara, remember, now Rav is on Daf Chav Tes Amid Aleph, couple of Daf ahead. It's not a Tana. Rav says Kishem, just like it says in the Mishnah, Mishenichnas Av Mematin Besimcha. Kach, likewise, Mishenichnas Adar Marbin Besimcha. So right off the bat, we have to take note that there's a different level of halacha between the Mishnah and a member of Rav. We are accustomed to thinking that this idea of we're accustomed to think that this concept of Mishnichnas Adar Marbin Besimcha is even greater than Mishnichnas Av Mematin Besimcha. Who thinks about that? Okay, so Av, no one puts up a sign in shul, Mishenichnas Av, Mematin Besimcha.
Well, that would be a downer.
No, before we go over, let me tell you a joke. I know it's always good to start with a joke. Someone told me this joke on Shabbos. There's a child, 5-year-old child, makes a lot of, or an older child, he's making a lot of trouble at home. And he's taking all the toys and throwing them all over the house. Father walks in and says to the child, "My child, what are you doing? Why are you throwing all your toys all over the place?" So the child says, "It's Adar. We learned in yeshiva. Mishenichnas Adar marbe mesimcha. I have such simcha. I'm in a great mood. I took all my toys and I threw it on the floor and I'm making a lot of trouble. I'm climbing the walls." So the father goes over to the son. He gives the son a frask. And the son begins to cry. And the father says, "It's taka true. Mishenichnas Adar Marbin Besimcha, but Mishenichnas Av Mematin Besimcha."
When the father
walks in, Mematin Besimcha. Okay, I thought it was a very clever joke, cut above the others. Okay, now let's go back to our concept. We have here a Gemara. The Gemara says Mishnichnas. Most people are under the impression that this halacha Mishnichnas Adar Marbin Besimcha is Kodesh Kadoshim. Its term is Sinai. Because there's a sign in the shul that says that's what you're supposed to do. When it comes to Av, no. Who even knows the Mishnah, Masechta Tainis, Mishenichnas Av, Mematin Besimcha. But it's Pumfa Keret. The Mishnah says, Mishenichnas Av, Mematin Besimcha, and it's only Rav, I don't mean only, but relative to the Mishnah, it's an Amoira, Rav Tanhu, according to some opinions, but it's an Amoira that says, Mishenichnas Adar Marbin Besimcha. So it's not in the same Madrega as the statement of Chazal, Mishenichnas Av, Mematin Besimcha. And then the Gemara goes on, for the Gemara, Rav goes on, divided. The Rav says, another statement, third level, Hilkach, therefore, Hai Bar Yisrael, the Islay Din Bahadinachu, if a Jew has a Din Tor with the Goy, Lishtamit Minei Ba'av, Limse Le Ba'adar. Rav Papa comes and he puts the two halachos together. It's a fascinating statement of Rav Papa. If a Jew has a court case with a non-Jew, you should postpone it. You shall try your hardest not to go to court in the month of Av, but instead go to court in the Chodesh of Adar. Of Adar, that way you'll have a better mazel. Okay, that's the Gemara, three parts. Just kedai to know where you're coming from. There's a Mishnah, there's a Gemara, and there's a Rav Papa. Mishnah is Av, Gemara says likewise Adar, Rav Papa puts the two together. If you have a Din Torah, try to reschedule, it should not be in Av, it should be in Adar. Now let's go to the codifiers. Let's go to the Halacha L'maisa, Rambam. Before you come to Shulchan Aruch was basically taken pretty much, and to a large degree, from the Rambam. Mechaber took from the Mechaber. He paskin, he took a majority of the opinion, he took from the Mechaber and the Rambam. What is the Rambam paskin? The Rambam says, Mishnah Nichnasav, in Hilchos Tainus, Perikei Hilchos Tainus, Halacha Vav, he writes, Mishnah Nichnasav Mematim Besimcha. He writes it, he takes the Mishnah, and he quotes the Mishnah. The Rambam makes no mention of the halacha of Rav Papa in the Gemara, that a person should reschedule his din Torah. He completely ignores that statement of Rav Papa, reschedule your court case. The Rambam nowhere mentions Mishenichnas Adar Marbim Besimcha, a pella. The Rambam completely omits this halacha of Rav in the Gemara. Nowhere does he make a statement when Adar begins, Marbim Besimcha. Shulchan Aruch quotes generally from the Rambam, follows in the style of the Rambam with one little shinui. The Shulchan Aruch in Simin Tovkuf Nun Aleph writes, and the laws of writes that Mishenichnas Av Mematim Besimcha. And he also writes that you should not have a court case. Shulchan Aruch, Mechaber writes. But Shulchan Aruch, like the Rambam, completely omits the halacha Mishenichnas Adar Marbe Besimcha. So it's not in Shulchan Aruch. And it's not even in the Rambam. Pella. Completely. So the question is why? Why did the Rambam leave the Senate? Why is it left out in the maybe we don't pass like this? Well, the Morgan Avram brings it down, and he says, even though it's not in Shulchan Aruch, it's in the Gemara, Mimela Mishenichnas Adar Marbim Besimcha. So that's the big question. This is a topic, many commentators are fascinated with this topic, this question. Why did the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch leave out Mishenichnas Adar Marbim Besimcha? Some want to suggest that's why you hang up the makar for the minog, of hanging up signs in shul. Because we assume everyone who walks into shul is a baki muflag in Shulchan Aruch, right? I assume you learn every 30 days, you go through the whole Shulchan Aruch. That was meant. The Mechaber of Yosef Kaira, when he wrote the Shulchan Aruch, he made it into like a dafyomi. It was 30 sections. There are some additions, there are some, you can buy in the store a Shulchan Aruch, just the Mechaber, divided into 30 sections. You're supposed to learn the 30th, 1/30th of the whole Shulchan Aruch every single day, and chaz the whole Shulchan Aruch every 30 days. So since everyone here is a baki muflag in Shulchan Aruch, nowhere does he say about Mishnichnas Adar Marbe Besimcha. So you can walk into shul, you're going to forget. But Meila, we have to notify you there's a halacha that for whatever reason the Mechaber left it out, and that's why we put it on the wall, because it's from the Gnuzos, the Gneza. It was left out, a supplement of Shulchan Aruch.
That means it didn't start until the 1500s.
It did not, this halacha? I mean, when they wrote the Shulchan Aruch, right. Could be in the Chanami. They didn't have paper. They didn't have printing press. They wouldn't have the ability to write things.
Yeah, but they could write.
All right, whatever, in the Chanami, right. So that's a very interesting idea of how that minute came about. Okay, that's an interesting idea. Another makar for the minute, before we get to the more juicy reasons, another makar for the minute is... Clock is wrong. Yeah, okay. It's a good thing that I know the clock is wrong. Another reason for the minug I saw is everyone knows there's a halacha that when you build a bayis, when you build a shul, you build a bayis, you're supposed to leave over an area that's one amma by one amma, zecher l'churban. That's halacha. So the custom to write a sign, Mishnuchnas Adam Arabim Besimcha, was traditionally put in that one amma. Because since the Gemara says Kishem Mishenichnas Av Mematim Besimcha, Mishenichnas Adar Marbim Besimcha, so we fill up that hole. It's a beautiful idea. That hole, which was Zeichel L'Chorban, has to be filled with Simcha. It's the complement, the parallel to Av. And that's how it came about. Now, unfortunately, I mean, I don't know, but Bizman Azel, we're not so makpid on this thing of an Am by an Amma, especially not in shuls. We don't have in shuls, in the front of the shul, a big opening, which is Zecher, L'Chorban, one Am by one Amma. Okay, so we fulfill the token, Zecher of the Minog. We anyway put up a sign, Mishnichnas Adam, Ma'arim, Besimcha, but we have to remember, it used to be this sign was put specifically in the same hole where the one arm by one arm was left over as a zecher for the Chorban. But let's go to some deeper reasons as why to the Mechaber and the Rambam left out the halacha of Mishnichnas Adar Marbin Besimcha. So the first answer he gives let me try to remember who I'm saying it over from. Okay, let's start with something a little more simple. From the Nimuke Oirach Chayim. The Nimuke Oirach Chayim was a parish on Shulchan Aruch. He discussed this question at great length, and he says the following. The Rambam primarily is a halachic work. The Rambam gives you a list of rules, a list of do's and don'ts. When we have this halacha, Mishenichnas Av, Mematim Besimcha, what does that mean? Does that mean you have to walk around in a state of depression? Not to take your medication and walk around? That's not what it means. It's purely a halachic statement. You're not allowed to start new building projects. You're not allowed to have banquets. You're not allowed. There's a set list of things that you are not allowed to do. It has nothing to do with a person's mood. People make that mistake and they think, it's a time to be depressed. It's a time to walk around sad. No. V'toiv leiv mishteh tamid. You always have to be besimcha. Person has to be besimcha. But it means rules. Now is Chodesh Av, so don't begin to build a new building. Don't plant a vineyard. Don't have a sudas rishos. That's all it means. There's a set list of rules. However, Mishenichnas Adar Marben Besimcha does not mean, oh, now is the time when you should build a building. Now is the time when you should plant a vineyard. Now is the time when you shall make a party, a sudas rishos, on the occasion of a certain event that has a business meeting. That's not what it means, because you can have those business meetings and you can plant trees and you can plant vineyards and you can build buildings the whole year. So it's not parallel. When Chazal, when Rabbi the Gemara said Mishenichnas Adar Marbim Besimcha, what did he mean? He meant in mood wise. He meant stimulate yourself by eating good food, drinking things which you enjoy, doing things which you enjoy, in order to uplift your spirits. So there's a very big difference between the halacha of Mishenichnas Adar Marbim Besimcha and Mishenichnas Adar Marbe b'simcha. The reason why the Mishnah only mentioned Mishenichnas Av Mematin b'simcha is because the Mishnah also are giving you rules. The Mishnah is not discussing your mood. You want to learn about your mood? Go learn Pirkei Avos. We're not discussing moods. We're discussing laws. Very concrete actions, what to do, what not to do. It's not a hashkafic sefer, the Mishnah is. Rules. These are the guidelines. Rav, who is an Amoira, comes along and he builds upon the rules of the Mishnah, and he has a little hashkafa, and he says, just like this, such a concept of Mishnichnas Adam Mematim Besimcha, which is a set of rules, but we have to be human beings, we have to recognize these rules have a different meaning. It means that a person has to contemplate the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and it changes your mood as well. So too, there's a mood. A time to get into a good mood is the Chodesh of Adar. Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam are not Sforim that deal with moods. Rav's statement is more of an agadic halacha. It's a mood. What should your frame of mind be? It's not a set of rules. There's nothing to do or not to do. Whatever you can do during Chodesh Adar, you can do the whole year round. There's nothing more that you should do in Chodesh Adar that you can't do the whole year round. And that is why the Mechaber and the Rambam left it out. He has a very powerful yisod. It totally changes what we probably typically think. Mishnichnas av mematim simcha. It's mood. Kashem, the mood on av is memayit. So too in Adar you have to have an upswing. That's wrong. That's clearly wrong. Mishnichnas av mematim simcha are in halachas, concrete actions. When Rav, and that's why the Mishnah only said it for the Chodesh of Av, not for the Chodesh of Adar. When Rav came along, Rav was saying more of Dvar Agoda. Shulchan Aruch is not in the business, and the Rambam is not in the business of giving you the Divrei Agoda. They're in the business of giving you the rules. The man of the Shulchan Aruch left it out. Very similar approach why it's left out, and it opens up our eyes to understand that in Echanami, Adar is more of a mood swing type of command, whereas Av is more of a halachic, it's a completely different. Okay, that's one approach. Another approach given, you have another idea given by the Sefer Pri Eitz Chaim, also discussed this at length, and he says, he's pretty very, very similar, even if you want to learn it's halacha, when Mishnichnas Av Memarbin B'Simcha, if perhaps you want to say it means simcha, but it's only a simcha shel rishus. It's not a simcha shel mitzvah. When it comes to Av, mematim b'simcha means mematim b'simcha shel rishus. Mishenichnas Adar marbe b'simcha. What kind of simcha? It doesn't mean, it means a simcha shel rishus. It's not a simcha shel mitzvah. Same type of idea. And being that Shulchan Aruch is not in the business of writing laws of rishus, it's telling you things that you have to do, things that you're not allowed to do, and the simcha is a simcha shel rishus. It was not necessary for the Shulchan Aruch to record this halacha. Okay, that's one. That's more. That's one. These are two approaches. Now let me give you another more technical approach. Mishenichnas av mematin besimcha. When is the, what day of the month is the day of the month that is the focus of Chodesh Av? The first, the ninth day. The ninth day of the month is Tisha B'Av. As we approach, as we get closer and closer to Tisha B'Av, we have to be memayit simcha more and more. Seemingly, you would suggest that when it comes to Adar, it's the same thing. What is the key day of Chodesh Adar? It's Yud Aleph. It's the day of the miracle. The day of the miracle was Yud Aleph. When do we lay the Megillah on Yud Aleph? And walls have walls that are laid on the 15th day. Okay, then there's the Gemara. The Gemara says that if you live in the village, so you can lay in B'diav, you can lay it on day 13 and day 12 and day 13 as well, 2 days before. The Gemara, the first Mishnah, Yud Aleph, again, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Aleph. The Mishnah says you can lay in B'diav even on Yud Aleph. Okay, so there are a couple of more days, which basically means that the days that you can lay in the Megillah is the earliest possible, according to the Mishnah, is Yud Aleph, and the last day you can possibly lay in is Tes Vav. Therefore, as the month begins, we have to increase our degree of Simcha as we come closer and closer towards the center of the month, which is the climax of the month, similar to Tisha B'Av. The month of Av, there is a certain high point. The high point is the ninth day. As we enter the month, we have to get less and less till we come to that high point. Now the problem is, and this is all fine and true according to the Bavli. It's a Mishnah. No one can argue with the Mishnah, but the Gemara makes it very clear. The earliest possible time is day 10 and day 11. However, the Yerushalmi presents another opinion that you can lay in the Megillah even Rosh Chodesh Adar. Even if a person is going away, and this halach is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, okay, I'm not going to take it too long to go through the whole thing over here, but the Shulchan Aruch quotes that you can begin to lane. The Yerushalmi says that although it says in the Mishnah that you lane Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Aleph, Tesvav, and a Chanami, that's according to one Tana. But there's another Tana, another opinion that holds that if a person is going away on a trip, and he's not going to be able to lane the Megillah on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Aleph, Tesvav, you know what? You can lane the Megillah even starting with Rosh Chodesh. Because the entire month is a yomtiv of simcha. The Rambam paskins like the Yerushalmi, not like the Bavli. That the Iker Hadin, you can already lay the Megillah on Yud on the first day of the month, and this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. If I could find it very quickly, I'll show you. Let me just see if I could very quickly find where it says it. I had it open before, and I just turned the page turned. It's a very big chiddush. Not everyone is aware of this. I'm on Asar B'Teves, that's why. See? Asar B'Teves. Let's see. Here it is. I got it. Tof Resh Pei Ches Sim Zayin. Tof Resh Pei Ches Simin Zayin. Hamafarish Bayom. Person travels to sea. Vayetze Beshayara. Ve'einu Moitze Megillah Lohilachimo. Yikurena B'yud Gimel Oy B'yud Deis Oy B'echel B'achad Asa B'loy Bracha. Like what it says in the Gemara, Masechta Megillah, the first mission Masechta Megillah. V'yem Yevsho Lahamten Ad Yom Halalu Yesh Oymrim. It's a Pella. You learn the Bavli, you'll never know this. Bavli, no such thing anywhere in the Talmud Bavli. Yesh Oymrim Shekoyre Afilu Mitchila Sachodesh. On the side of the Gemara, Hagoyish Ashri B'shem Arzeruah V'chein Isa B'yushalmi. It's in the Yerushalmi. Okay, quotes on the Ber HaGoyle, quotes Yerushalmi, and the Mishnah Berurah says, I feel mitchilas HaChodesh, Chof Aleph, Sifkan Chof Aleph, Dach Siv HaChodesh, what does the Yerushalmi say? VaChodesh HaNepach Miyogol L'Simcha. So now, based upon this answer, he brings down here in the Avnei Shoyam, that's the reason why the Mechaber does not bring Mishnichnas Adar, the Mechaber does not, I guess the Ram also holds this, the Mechaber is according to the Rabban, Mishenichnas Adar Marbe B'Simcha, it's Memela. The whole idea Mishenichnas Marbin is when there's a key moment, there's a day, there's a highlight of the month, and as the month begins, you get closer and closer towards that moment, you increase your level of simcha. But if the simcha begins the day, the first day, there's nothing to be marbe. The simcha already has arrived, full-fledged glory. So if you like the Bavli, Masechta Tainis, which learns that Tisha B'Av is the ninth day, that's the day to mourn. So when the month begins, we diminish simcha. Nimatim is simcha. Purim is the same thing. Purim, the day is day 14. You want to expand it? Okay, day 13, day 12, day 11. Okay, so when the Chodesh begins, we're getting closer and closer towards that moment in time. Then in Chanami, Keshem Mishenichnas Av Mimatin B'Simcha, as we get closer to the critical moment, so to Mishenichnas Adar Marbin B'Simcha. But if the Yom Tov itself begins on the first day of the month, there's nothing to be mimayate, to be marbe. It's already here. You're not going to go tell me that we're going to start Chodesh Shvat, marbe b'simcha. Yeah, you don't do. You don't go start a month in advance, a different month. The month is what makes the Yom Tov. So if the Yom Tov began on Rosh Chodesh Adar, we're here. There's nothing to be marbe. That's why the Shulchan Aruch leaves out the halacha. The halacha of Rav is true l'fi the Bavli. But l'fi the Yerushalmi that you can lay in the Megillah already on Rosh Chodesh Adar, the Simcha already is here. The Melech, there's no, doesn't make sense to say Mishnichnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha. It's a very interesting approach. Yeah.
So, after Purim.
No, after Purim, no, after the whole month of Purim.
It doesn't apply anymore?
Well, the pas v'achoydesh ha-zenepach li-yogel l-simcha. We pass in the month, the entire month. We, halacha l-mayisim, we don't pass on. We pass in the whole month. That's why the sign is hanging in the shul. We're very generous. Yeah. You have simcha the entire month. And just very quickly, there's another simum halach. It's very, very similar. This, that the Gemara says, that mishenichnas ad av matim l-simcha. There's a shaila in the Gemara, how long you have to mourn in Chodesh Av. So we only mourn, we will mourn in Madrigal, so we only mourn on Tisha B'Av, and then there's Shavuot Shechal Bo'i, then we have the 9 days, then we have the 3 weeks. 3 weeks go back to the previous month. Me'ikar Hadin, we only really mourn Shavuot, look in the Gemara, Shavuot Shechal Bo'i, that's the only real mourning. There's Tisha B'Av, and what do we expand it to? A few more days, Shavua Shechalba, not even 9 days, just Shavua Shechalba. The Gemara presents another opinion that says the mourning is the entire month. It's, there's an expression in the Gemara, but the mourning is what we only do for 2-3 days, really you should do the whole month, from beginning of the month to the end of the month. If you paskin like that, that the mourning is the entire month, then you apply the principle of Kishem. Mishnichnas av mimata misimcha, kach mishnichnas ador marg. Why? Because ador has to be in sync with Nisan. Ador is a month. What's the month? The month is v'hachoidesh hazeh nepach miyagon l'simcha. It's a month. If the entire month of Av is a month of mourning, then the entire month of Adar is a month of simcha, which increases as we go on. However, halacha l'maisa, we don't paskin like that. We pass like the Mandiyam in the Gemara that says the only mourning in Chodesh Av is Shavua Shechalbo. So it's not a Chodesh. It's a Shavua. It's a Shavua. It's no longer in sync with Adar. The only time you can say Marbin is if you're matching it up to a perfect parallel in Av. If Tachif Hasan in the Gemara, then the whole Av is mourning, then the whole Adar is going to be Simcha. But if the Chodesh Av, it's only a few days, then you can't make that match, because you're only entitled to make a match when it's a Chodesh, not when it's Shavu Shechalbo. Mela is nothing, and that's why Shulchan Aruch does not quote the halacha of Mishnah Tasad Marbin Simcha. Do you have a minion?
No.